This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In that surprise legislative compromise that's pending before the Senate right now, this is the bill that West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer rolled out earlier this week. Ana was talking about it a little bit. There's $369 billion in climate and energy spending and incentives. And inside that pot of money is a $10 billion manufacturing investment tax credit for using green energy, solar and wind, you know the list, right? One not small wrench in the gears of green energy, though, is something called intermittence. The sun doesn't always shine. The wind doesn't always blow. So power generators need to gather the renewable energy while they can and store it efficiently. That is, without too much loss and without too much cost, so they can use it when it's needed. And that is a challenge. There's a startup in Finland, though, that thinks it has a low-cost, low-tech solution. From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This online ad for the Vatanjankoski power plant in Finland projects a high-tech image, but the company is now harnessing the properties of a very low-tech material.
It's a large mass of sand. In itself, the sand isn't that special. It's just sand.
That's Matti Ulvenen of Polonite Energy, the startup that's developed the world's first commercially operated sand battery.
We are using sand that is heated up to a high temperature. The energy can be then stored for a long period of time.
100 tons of ordinary sand have been packed into a silo at the power plant. It's 23 feet high and 13 feet in diameter. The beauty of sand is that it retains the heat without loss for months on end. And, says the power plant boss, Pekka Pasi, it doesn't evaporate when you heat it up.
You can heat sand to a higher temperature than water. So we can heat the sand up to 500 degrees centigrade. So you have much more storage capacity in the same volume, in the same space.
His relatively small silo should provide enough heat for up to 100 houses, distributed via a district heating system, a local network of insulated pipes. Pasi loves the new technology.
It's quite cheap, because it doesn't have to be any special sand, so it's very inexpensive.
And he reckons it'll be cheap to run the system that heats the sand and then extracts the heat.
I expect that it will be really low cost maintenance.
Polonite Energy, which developed and patented the battery's heating system, won't reveal the capital cost, but insists that overall it'll be up to 10 times cheaper than existing high-temperature storage methods. And because of those very high temperatures, says the company's Markku Ulonen, the technology won't only benefit residential customers.
Our system excels in high-temperature applications, so we can provide really cost-efficient high temperatures to industrial processes.
Steam for the food industry for cleaning and sanitizing equipment. And piping hot air for cement and steel production. Storing heat when renewable energy is plentiful, for use when it is not, makes perfect sense for Finland with its long, dark and bitterly cold winters. Especially now, says Ulonen, that Russia has cut off all gas supplies to the country after it applied to join NATO.
Well, the current geopolitical situation has definitely boosted the interest towards our system.
And he says the world's urgent need to make variable renewable energy more dependable has massively widened the market for the sand battery.
I would expect that the next one we build will be in Finland, but we hope to be global quite soon. So we are actually negotiating in like tens of different countries of potential applications.
One apparent flaw in the new technology, there's a global shortage of sand for construction. But the Finns maintain their battery will work with the lowest grade rough stuff available, and there's billions of tons of that around. At the European Desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.